Aba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Lichona njani mthokazi omuhle. Siyalambulela ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 5 kumabasa 2019. Ikama ngontungameli inkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Abala kudla, abala manzi okusebenzisa kusukusela kulokhu esikubiza ukuthi i-climate change.
Kusungulwa esinye njalo isikhwama sokuphathisa abehlelwe ingozi yezulu lesiphepho esemali engamadola ayizigidi ezingamachumi ayisithupha.
Uhulumende weZimbabwe angakufunda kulokho okwenzakala eRwanda yokuthi ngemva kokwenzakala kwesehlakalo esinjengaleso, okokuqala yikuthatha i-responsibility njengohulumende.
Le Rwanda linanza ilanga lombhuqazwe owenzakala kulelo lizwe ngesikhathi eZimbabwe lilokhu lingacace ekuthini owalo umbhuqazwe owegugurawundi uzaphathwa njani.
Wedikawi, look out masuku we lonanzelelo ngabantu bonke sukusela kwabancane kuzipha kusiya kwabaphezulu ngani.
Kwenziwa isikhumbuzo sikamnumzana Lookout Masuku, yena owayengumkhokheli weviyo leZipra. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Uhulumende emanyene labo manyano wamazwe omhlaba oweUnited Nations namuhla basungule uhlelo lokudinga usizo lwemali engena kuzigidi ezingamachumi ayisithupha zamadola eMelika, i-$60 million ezasetshenziswa ukuphathisa abehlelwa ingozi yezulu lesiphepho elecyclone Idai. Kubika intatheli zindaba yethu uMavis Gama.
Imali le ingezelela kuleyo kwebivele idingwa uhulumende kusicelo sakhe asenza ekuqaleni kwalolu dubo esifika phose amadola angamakhulu amabili ezigidi ezilengxenye $234 million. Sekusitsho ukuba ndawonye sizofika phose amakhulu amathathu ezigidi zamadola akwele Melika US$294 million kuleyo edingwa ngabatholisa usizo ukungezelela kuleyo ebivele izosetshenziswa kwezokusiza labo ababhekane lendlala, isimo kwezomnotho kanye lodubo oselulethwe lizulu elilesiphepho elilethwe yi-cyclone Idai. Embikweni wakhe awethule emhlanganweni lo owenzelwe emahofisini e-UN eHarare, ummeli we-United Nations kuleli umnumzana Bishop Parajuli uthi lokhu kwenziwa ngemva kokuba uhulumende akhalaze ukuthi udinga usizo lwesiphangiphangi lwezigidi ezedlula kancinyane amakhulu amabili $234 million oluqondiswe kubantu abedlula kancinyane izigidi ezimbili $2.2 million kubangelwa isimo kwezomnotho emadolobheni lemaphandleni. Uzulu weZimbabwe wemukele ngenjabulo lelinyathelo eselithethwe ngabe-UN ukusungula inhlelo zokubuthanisa imali eqondiswe ekutholiseni usizo kulabo abawelwa ludubo ngemva kwezulu le-cyclone Idai. Oqhuba umsebenzi wezokuhlaziya enhlanganisweni yeZimbabwe Democracy Institute, ZDI, umnumzana Bekezela Gumbo uthi kungumqondo omuhle lo osuwenziwe ngabe-UN bemanyene lohulumende weZimbabwe kanye lezinye inhlanganiso eziphatheke kwezokutholisa usizo kuZulu.
Lwenxa abantu bexabana abantwana mase begula umama nayo kanjani, siyabambana njengabantu sincise ixhasa ukuthi abantwana besile. So mvunani ininyathelo ihle ngoba baqakathekisa impilo yomuntu kwedlula ingxabano eziba khona, ukukhuthana okukhona okwenzakalayo phakathi kwamazwe.
Ugumbo othi liqakathekile inyathelo lokubuthanisa imali yokunceda abehlelwe ludubo olulethwe lizulu lesikhukhula le-cyclone Idai ukubavikela kwezinye ingozi ezifana lemikhuhlane ebalisa eyesihudo.
baku masaya nzwanga njali abantu labana wakile lapana katezi soba kulawa mkushani eskuto sabala lizwe lungu soba nginye disaster futi mbuna nubwe jinyi atelegi shubuti kia tinga sili kuta bantu bebeke kachana ukungazwani lukiana bebambani
uko kanyela la utele lukuba asizwe uzulu ochelwe ngamabele emasimini kungokunye okumbathi kuncomeka kakhulu umkhondisi wenhlanganiso esebenzelana lozulu emaphandleni ye Growth Edge Development Program Zimbabwe umnumzana Zisunko Ndlovu ngomunye wabasekelele linyathelo elithethwe nguhulumende labe United Nations
sibona ukuqhakathekile ukuthi imali leyi ibe imali njalo eya yenelisa ukunceda abanye abasezigabeni esijineyo eZimbabwe ilizwe lonke jikelele especially ikakhulu abasemaphandleni sebeqala ukukhala besithi abala kudla abala manzi ukusebenzisa kusukusela kulokhu esikubiza ukuthi i-climate change
leli nyathelo elithethwe nguhulumende lokudinga lolu sizo kusesemasinya uzisunko Ndlovu uthi kungeliqatheke kakhulu lomhlangano owenzelwe emahofisini e-United Nations ungenwe njalo ngabenhlanganiso ezitholisa usizo kanye lezisebenzisana lozulu ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumevisi Gama.
Abantu abahlaselwa lizulu lesiphepho eChimanimani East esigabeni seMutswangwa kuWard 23 batshone bemelele ukudla obekuthiwa kuzalethwa ihelicopter namuhla kodwa lize latshona kungabuyanga lokho kudla. Ukansila walindawo umnumzana Joel Dumakwezu uthi ihelicopter ezileyo iphelele ekliniki lapho echiye khona ukudla okuthiwe ngokwalikliniki. Ngokunjalo uDumakwezu uthi uzulu weMtswangwa udanile kakhulu ngoba esifa ngendlala. Kodwa eChipinge esigabeni sakoCheche lapho uzulu abekhala khona ngokuthi ukudla akufiki ngemfanelo. Umumo ubikwa usunganeno njalo abantu abaningi sebethola uncedo olubanzi. Sixoxe lomunye wabantu laba unkosazana Salimlambo.
Singatho kwakathesi ukudla sokufika ngcono, imigwaqo futhi sivulekile, amanye amadolobho selungisiwe. So ukudla okuningi kufika kuhle. Kodwa inkinga esiyibonayo ekade siyenzakala yukuthi ukunikwa kokudla yikho kade sokuhlupha ngoba abantu bebenikana ngokwazana lokuthi umuntu usupporta iparty ethu. Kodwa ukudla sibili sifuna ukubonga kakhulu bekufika kuhle kunengi lempahla lengubo sibili sithanda ukubonga ngoba izinto besizithola.
Udaba lokubandlululwa kwabanye kuphiweni ukudla lapha lusaqhubeka yini kumbe solunganeno?
Ngingathi solulungisiwe kodwa bakhona abangathi basakuyenza. Kodwa akusafani lamaviki adlulileyo okuthi abantu abaningi bebengatholi ukudla ngendaba zona lezi. Kodwa okwakathesi sibili abantu bebezama ukuthi benike wonke umuntu ukudla. So ngingathi okwakathesi iningi labantu abaswelayo belilithola ukudla. Kulela labo kade bengatholi ukudla ngenxa yokuthi indawo akade bekizo bekungafikeki. Okwakathesi indawo zakhona sokungathi sokulemigwaqo efika kithi. So singathi okwakathesi abantu abaningi sebethola ukudla.
Abakhukhulelwe imizi yahamba yonke bayazithola ingubo batholile lamatende lapho abafihla khona amakhanda.
Yes, ngathi iningi lakhona bathole amatende, abanye bathole ingubo, abanye lempahla bazitholile. Kodwa bebelokhe bekhalela ukuthi itende lingaba yinto yokuthi ungasihle okwakathesi. Kodwa bakhalela ukuthi ngabe uhulumende kumbe ezinye inhlanganiso ezithathisayo zingakwanisa ukuthi bebayakhele izindlu ngokuphangisa ngoba sebesesabele ukuthi umqando usuzabuya sizoqalisa umqando lo. So bebekhalela khona lokhu ukuthi ngabe bengathola usizo lokuthi beyakhele izindlu kodwa hhayi amatende lengubo bebekuthola sibili.
Unkosazana Salimlambo isakhamuzi sakoCheche eChipinge sixoxela kobulawayo. Kusenjalo inani labantu ababulawa yi-cyclone Idai seliqongela fika ku-344. Ugatsha lukahulumende olubona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko lokucacisile lokhu namuhla. Lusithi leli yilo inani eliqondileyo athi elibikwe izolo elamakhulu phose amahlanu.
Belikwazi na ukuthi iStudio 7 isikhona ekuseni ngo-6:30 kusukela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu. Lalelani indaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi ethu athi 909 medium wave ku-short wave 4930 6065 15460 laku-13860 kilohertz.
Ele Rwanda linanza ilanga lombhuqazwe owenzakala kulelo lizwe ngesikhathi ele Zimbabwe lilokhu lingacaci ekuthini owalo umbhuqazwe owegugurawundi uzaphathwa njani. Sokule minyaka engamashumi amabili lathoba mnemunye kwenzakala lombhuqazwe lapho abohlobo lwesihutu ababulala khona osowabo besithutsi abafika phose isigidi esisodwa i-1 million. Lumbhuqazwe waphela ngemva kokuthatha intambo zombuso kukamongameli Paul Kagame ngomnyaka ka-1994. Kusukela ngalowo mnyaka ilizwe leRwanda selithuthuke ukwedlula amazwe wonke asezwekazi le-Afrika. Leli langa lizananzwa emhlabeni jikelele ngitsho laseZimbabwe okuza kuba khona lombuthano eHarare ngeviki ezayo. Unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso elwela ilungelo likaZulu esigabeni seMandebeleni ibhetshu likaZulu umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo utshele uChris Gande weStudio 7 ukuthi kunengi okungafundwa ngele Zimbabwe lalo elaba lombhuqazwe olokhu uzila ukukhulunywa ngawo.
Uhulumende weZimbabwe angakufunda kulokho kwenzakala eRwanda yokuthi ngemva kokwenzakala kwesehlakalo esinjengaleso, okokuqala yikuthatha i-responsibility njengohulumende likhokhelele ehlelweni lokukhumisana umlotha ngeqiniso, hhayi ukuthi lifune ukucwilisa abanye abantu. Ungakhayela eRwanda kule museum enkakhayi zabantu abafayo. ERwanda uhulumende wangikhona ulelanga lokukhumbula isenzakalo sona siya okuyinto ezilayo kwelakithi. So ilizwe leZimbabwe mhlazana liza kuvuma njengohulumende ukuthi hayi kwenzakala iGugurawundi yayiyinto embi, and njengoba yenzakala asenzeni inhlelo to promote i-peace, to promote this and that, anje kuzaba lokuthula elizweni ngoba lalabo abafutheleneyo ngabantu bafuthelene ukuthi sabulawa kanikezwa akula muntu ofuna ukuvuma ukuthi kwenzakala sabulawa asivunyela ukuthi sikhulume ngakho. So konke khonokho yikho ukuthi okwenza abantu bemandebeleni leZimbabwe jikelele befuthelane ngamandla, kodwa uhulumende ngakuthatha ukuthi hayi bantu kwakuhambaniseka, sicelani uxolo, sicelani ukukhumisana umlotha, asibeni lamalanga okuthi sikhumbule laba bantu, asibeni nendlela zokuthi laba abangabekwanga ngendlela ezizo bebeke ngendlela eziyizo, into ezifana nayo kuzaba nokuthula elizweni.
Kodwa siyabona ukubana uhulumende useke wazama ukuthi alungisise lolu daba ngokusungula inhlangothi ezijiyeneyo ezigoqela logatsha lokukhumisana umlotha. Akwenelanga yini lokhu okwenziwa nguhulumende weZimbabwe?
Okwenziwa nguhulumende weZimbabwe kunjengomuntu othenge imota entsha, kumvena umuntu othenge injini entsha kodwa ingafakwanga emotele. Okudingakalayo okungenza into leyi ihambe iphumelele ukuthi right to the commission nansiya, why don't you resource it? Uma ungakhangela iZimbabwe Electoral Commission ukhangele these other commissions, iZimbabwe Electoral Commission balezimota balani, but laba kabala mali esizinge efuel kanti khola ukuthi uhulumende lalo yaziphozebaningi. So abala ndlela yokuthi befinyelela abantu aba sukumezekileyo.
Umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo ngonobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo kaZulu esigabeni seMandebeleni ibhejuli kaZulu. Kubexoxa ecingweni lo Chris Kande we Studio 7. Izakhamizi zakobulawayo bezithe gwaqa e-Small City Hall namuhla zikhumbula owayengumkhokheli weviyo lezipra uMoyi uGeneral Lookout Masuku. Kunkulumo eqhutshwe ngomunye umlweli wenkululeko omhlophe uJeremy Brickwall, yena ochaze uMoyi njengomuntu oqotho njalo owayelobuntu kakhulu. Kubika u-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Umnumzana Brickhill owayekhulumisana loGeneral Masuku ngamalanga akhe okugcina uchaze uMoyi njengomuntu owayeqotho njalo elobuntu.
He knew that his illness was fatal. Went as Dukula Mati, Goma by force, and he faced his death with defiance and bravery. Wakemana, the Wufa Waki, the Sibit, Esesatisa. But above all, he was a passionate man. He was concerned not about himself, but about others.
Umqondisi weMafela Trust uMnumzana Zephania Nkomo uqakathekise ilanga lokukhumbula uGeneral Lookout Masuku. Ngesizwe imbono yakhe.
Ilanga lanamhla likaMasuku ngibona ngani liveza izinto eziningi ezingancedisa isizwe samaNdebele esingaphansi komncindezelo olwathiwa ngamakhiwa lalamhla lokhu esiphakathi walo.
Umnumzana Benny Moyo ongumcubunguli laye ongene isikhumbuzo salamuhla uchaze uMoyi njengeqhawe elalilombono wokuthuthukisa isizwe.
Weliqhawe uLookout Masuku welonanzelelo ngabantu bonke kusukela kwabancane kuzipha kusiya kwabaphezulu nga wayelenkuthazelo enkulu ngekusasa yethu la ngekusasa yelizwe lethu.
Umabhalane jikelele wenhlanganiso elwela ilungelo likaZulu wesigaba seMandebeleni eye ibhetshu likaZulu abayibo abaqoqela umbuthano uMnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo uthi balusizi ngoba okwalwelwa ngomuyi sekusenziwa ize ngababusi abakhona manje.
Ilanga lanamhlanje lilanga elibuhlungu ngoba sikhumbula owayekhomanda ibuto lezipra elalilwela ukuthi abantu bebe lejustice lenhlala kahle economically. But ma ukhangele izithukuthuku zabantu bezipra lendlela abantu abaphila ngayo kade kuyi-opposite yalokho.
Isakhamuzi sakobulawayo esingenele umhlangano unkosikazi Beauty Ncube uthi ilanga likaGeneral Masuku libathunuka amanxeba.
Ilanga lanamhla lindokose kakhulu. Yikho ngelanga lanamhla uLookout Masuku nxa simkhumbula uthunuka amanxeba. Kodwa sibuye sizithuthuze ukuthi lokho esilezibindi zokumela leyo nto enzima kangaka.
Inhlanganiso ibhetshi likaZulu leHarbour Cook Trust bebambene bahlele ilanga lokukhumbula uMoyi uGeneral Masuku ngenjongo yokulondoloza imbali yelizwe abathi ababusi bayiguqula ukusuthisa inkanuko zabo. UMoyi uGeneral Lookout Masuku wabhubhela esibhedlela seParaRenyatwa eHarare ebhekane lecala ayelibunjelwa nguhulumende elokufuna ukugenqula umbuso mhla zinhlanu ngoMabasa ngomnyaka ka-1986. UMasuku waba njalo ngumsekeli kamkhokheli webutho lesizwe lapho ilizwe lithola uzibuse. Wabotshwa ngomnyaka ka-1982 ndawonye lomnumzana Dumiso Dabengwa besetheswa umlando wokuqoqa ukugenqula umgabe embusweni. Ngo-1983 idale le-Supreme Court lafumana ababili laba labanye abasolwa abane bengelacala kodwa amapholisa abavalela futhi. UMasuku ufe ngomnyaka ka-1986 ngemva kokukhululwa ngoba impila kahle ingasamanga kuhle. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikobulawayo ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
ku Live Talk namuhla sixoxa ngokuxokozela okungubandla le MDC ngaphambilini kokhetho lokudinga inkokheli yalelibandla entsha oluza kwenziwa emhlanganweni weCongress ngenyanga ezayo. Thumelani i-text message kumbe iWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Kwezenguqu lamhlanje, imidlalo yeKasilaga Premier Soccer League ingena kuviki lesibili kulimpela viki kulomdlalo okhangelelwe ngabantu abaningi ophakathi kweqembu leHighlanders iBhozo Chilamoya lele Cape United ngesonto. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Ekhuluma lentetho lezindaba zemidlalo ngolwesine umsekeli kamqeqeshi weqembu leHighlanders ubekuthemba Ndlovu uthe ukhangelele ukuba iqembu leBhozo liphumelele ngoba amalungiselelo alo ehambe kuhle kakhulu.
I think for this game against Cape we have prepared better.
Amalungiselelo ethu ahambe kuhle njalo abadlali bethu bebentshengisa ukuba lentshukuntshu ekufuna ukuba yingxenye yeqembu elizadibana leCape United ngensonto. Into enhle kakhulu kithi njengabaqeqeshi ukuba nabadlali abancintisana ukudlala ngoba utsho ukuba labo abakhethiweyo ukuba badlale bazasebenza gadalala. Nxa ngikhanyela indlela abafana abazimisela ngayo ngizizwa nginethemba elokuba sizathola impumela enhle kakhulu ngensonto.
Iqembu leHighlanders libe ngujikilobhanqa 1-1 lele Black Rhinos emdlalweni walo wakuqala wesizini yalo nyaka kuthi eliCape United lona litshayele eManyika Diamonds nge2-0. Imidlalo yeviki lesibili izaqala kusasa ngomgqibelo lapho iqembu leBulawayo Chiefs elizemukela khona eleNetone enkundleni eluveve kuthi eleNgezi Platinum Stars lizadlala leLumshwane Stars enkundleni eBaobab. Iqembu lezeBC Caribe lizemukela eleHerentals nasenyamunga. Eleyada likhangelelwe ukudlala leleChickenini enkundleni yaseRuvaro. Loba nje kule mbiko ethi leli qembu selingashabalala njengoba umnikazi walo uWalter Magaya kuthiwa akasafuni ukuqhubekela phambili lisekela ngemali kodwa usezabe ephathisa amaqembu amela isizwe kuphela. Komunye umdlalo wangomgqibelo iqembu leFC Platinum okuyilo intshantshu zanyakenye lizanqikelana leqembu leTriangle ngasemandaba. Kweminye imidlalo yangensonto iqembu leManyika Diamonds lizadibana leleHarare City emdlalweni ozadlalelwa enkundleni yeKibo ngoba inkundla yeSakuva okuyilo ikhaya leManyika Diamonds ingaphasiswanga ukuba kudlalelwe kuyo. Iqembu leDynamos lizadlala leleWange enkundleni yeRufaro ukuthi iqembu leChapungu lizadlala leleBlack Rhinos enkundleni yasemandaba. Iqembu leChapungu okuyilo lihlezi phezu kwengalane ngemva kokubhaxabula eleBulawayo Chiefs nge5 kanyanga ngosuku lwakuqala olwemidlalo. Lalo lidlalela edolobheni lasezishabane ngoba inkundla yalo ye-Ascot layo ingaphasiswanga ukuba kudlalelwe kuyo imidlalo ye-Premier Soccer League. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Kuwoza Friday lamhlanje uEzra Chisa Spanda uhamba lomhlabelelo sakhulayo ocula ingoma zokholo. UGift McGerald Ncube owazakala kakhulu ngokuthi nguGive siyadumisa yena odabuka kobulawayo.
Umuzi wemakhokhoba kobulawayo udume kakhulu ngokuba nabadlali benguqu athi ngabaculi. Siyadumisa ngoba sebekhona abaculayo kulezi nsuku.
Angilibingelele balalele emakhaya okhulumayo ngiGive siyadumisa ngi-gospel artist lapha kobulawayo emakhokhoba mzalwa konkosikazi endaweni okuthiwa yimajiki.
Selamadlala nje athize esawakhiphile usiyadumisa.
Ngiqala ukucula ngo-1996 ngincane ngingakangena esikoleni. Ngicula ekhwayeni ka-Sunday School, ngabuya ngazicula ekhwayeni yabasha nama-albhamu awu-3 alithi kanye nawe Nkosi lakuqala ilolelo lika-2015. Then 2017 ngazorekhoda elinye elithi Zikhetheleni. 2019 ngazorekhoda elinye elithi Hamba Sitimela.
Thank you.
njengomuntu olikholwa ukhulele kuwo umculo wokholo umfana kaNcube.
Akwenza ngakhetha umculo wegospel ke ukuthi ngithumayele elizwi likaNkulunkulu, ngitshela abantu, ngisend imessage ngevangeli lombuso lokubuya kukaJesu. Umculo wami uyamukeleka kakhulu ebantwini, bawuthanda kakhulu abantu ngendlela enye emangalisayo, bathanda ukundandelela. Nalapho engicula khona kumbe kusemachechi bekuma music concert ama CD amba thenga bathaba busisa mabesho
Israel bathi ubo kentanini dewayeli
nesikhathi sinomona lizibani ngolichila abanye abaculi kunye labalaleli siyadumisa.
Umculo wami ke siyatholakala nala engisebenza khona Velocity Records ku-Therina Avenue Lolobhemula Street. Ilizwe engathanda ukuthi ndichiyele abaculi nabalaleli nabe nendaba nokuthi abantu bayashontshe umculo wenu, kodwa bambelelani nibe kwazi ukuthi ku-music industry nilandeni ku-Facebook page Nugive Macherault, ku-Twitter Nugive Siyadumisa, email address Nugive Siyadumisa @gmail.com.
Velocity Records lapho kuphekwa khona umculo onje. Besigwejise ngengoma zokholo ezidumisayo zibuye zibusise. Silo Give siyadumisa. Phela sonto elihle kini lonke balaleli, igama lami ngeze Jesus Banda lisale.
Themba libusisekileke ngengoma zika Give siyadumisa. Ayike sizigqibe ngokukhangela ebezihamba phambili. Kusungulwa isinye njalo isikhwama sokuphathisa abehlelwe ingozi yezulu lesiphepho esimale ngamadola izigidi ezingamashumi ayisithupha. Kwanele Mthwakazi likhumbule liyalandela uhlelo lwe-Live Talk olivalelisayo ngontungamili Nkomo. Matukanduna bafuphatila.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku-Studio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe. Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.